According to Alex Salmond, during last night's TV debate, an independent Scotland, were it to come about after next month's referendum, might accept more immigrants and would be free to introduce its own immigration policy. Such an argument goes down well with Scottish people who come from immigrant backgrounds and who might find it easier to bring family members over or to get passports for those already here. But that's not the only reason some immigrants plan to vote yes in the independence referendum. There are more than 250,000 Scots who come from ethnic minorities, mostly from Pakistan and India. And as Paul Moss reports from Glasgow, there's evidence that they're more likely to support Scottish independence than the white community around them.
Have you decided how you're voting in the referendum yet?
It was a carefully chosen spot on a shopping street in southwest Glasgow. Supporters of Scottish independence had set up a stall right outside the local mosque. And as worshippers filed out from afternoon prayers, the campaigners stopped them and explained why they should vote yes to independence in the forthcoming referendum. The campaign team speak Urdu and Punjabi. They also have leaflets printed in Mandarin, and they call themselves Scots Asians for Independence. Members like Tasmina Ahmed Sheikh argue that people from immigrant backgrounds have specific reasons to support the nationalist cause.
Immigration has become a hugely important issue, and particularly off the back of the European elections. UKIP's success south of the border, where there is a fear amongst the community that are we moving to a more right-wing scenario across the UK, and that's something that that causes them concern, quite correctly so.
Does it make them think they might want to vote for an independent Scotland?
Well, if the opportunity that they see down south in terms of the next general election is looking more like a Tory or Tory UKIP coalition, absolutely I suspect that may well move them.
Something else that clearly moves local people here is the situation in Gaza. The Scottish government, under Alex Salmond, has condemned Israel's actions and offered £500,000 in aid to Palestinians. And that suggests another reason why people from ethnic minorities, particularly Muslims, will vote yes in the referendum, according to Shabar Jaffrey. He's another Scots Asian for independence and argues that an independent Scotland would have a better foreign policy than the UK.
I think the conflict in Gaza has awoken the conscience of many Muslims and Asians in Glasgow as they see that as a Scottish government we are unable to make any positive effect on the crisis. If Scotland was to become independent, hopefully it will, we would be the peacemaker and we would be getting people round the table.
Do you think Alex Salmond could be accused of cynicism? I mean, giving £500,000 as he's done to the people of Gaza, some might think he's just trying to make sure he gets Muslim votes when it comes to the referendum.
No, I don't think so. I mean, definitely not the case. I think the Scottish government has acted out of sheer compassion.
Whatever the motives, there are certainly signs that Scots Asians are supportive of independence. At Glasgow's Asian radio station, Awaz FM, they held a poll and found that two-thirds of their listeners wanted Scotland to leave the UK. Of course, listeners' polls are not a rigorous measure of public opinion. But the station's politics producer, Karim Ahmed, believes the result does reflect wide support for independence among people like him from immigrant family backgrounds.
The Asian population usually feel that they've got no power or they've got no say. So now they're starting to realise that, you know what, all these issues that we have, things that we are not happy about, we could really change them now by having an independent Scotland, because they're not dealing with Westminster, who they think don't listen to them.
It's hard to overstate just how unusual this is. There are independence movements across the world, Catalans who want to secede from Spain, Quebecois in Canada. What these all have in common is that support for their cause is negligible among local ethnic minorities. Nationalism is seen as something only for the long-term indigenous population. So why should Scottish nationalism be different? The writer and broadcaster Hardeep Singh Kohli has an idea. He's the son of a Sikh immigrant and has passionately embraced the Scots nationalist cause, along with the Scottish flag, the saltire.
I didn't grow up watching the Scottish saltire on the backs of fascists and racists. I did see the cross of St. George on the back of a skinhead with tattoos and not a full mouth of teeth. Now, that's not to say we don't have racism in Scotland. We do. But our flag, our saltire, is not kidnapped in the same way. There isn't a fear for brown Scots to associate with the Scottish flag and Scottish nationalism.
those against Scottish independence are certainly not giving up on ethnic minority votes in the referendum. I joined the No campaign bus as it travelled from the town of East Kilbride to Paintbridge. And on board I met Eunice Jasmi, a young pro-union volunteer whose parents immigrated to Scotland from Iran back in the 1990s.
My mum and dad, they wanted to better themselves. They didn't feel that Iran was giving them that great of an opportunity. They wanted to be part of that British dream where you can better yourselves and you can be prosperous. And that's what the UK has done for my family. The UK, as a united country, you know, we can prosper together. I think staying united, we can get that better opportunity for young people or for immigrants.
So your parents' experience has made you more pro-union, you'd
absolutely
argue.
Absolutely, it's made me pro-union. I mean, without the UK, I really don't know where our family position would be.
At the referendum, we'll have to choose whether to keep something we know works for Scotland, a successful Scottish Parliament inside the United Kingdom.
Adverts for the pro-union Better Together campaign do portray an inclusive image of Scotland, with ethnic minority faces and an Indian restaurant owner supporting their cause. And the director of the Better Together campaign is herself an immigrant. The daughter of Portuguese and Scottish parents, raised in Hong Kong, Jackie Bailey has no time for those who believe that ethnic minorities have a particular reason to vote yes in the referendum.
What ethnic minorities care about in Scotland are largely the things that the majority of the Scottish people care about. They care about the economy and jobs. They care about, you know, public services. All of these things would be put under threat if we had an independent Scotland.
At the moment in the United Kingdom, a lot of people feel there's very much an anti-immigrant mood, a government that's promising to crack down on immigration, and a lot of signs that the public support this. Can you understand why some people from immigrant communities rather like the idea of an independent Scotland where they feel they'll be much more welcome because Scotland, after all, has said it wants to have more immigrants?
But you speak to many immigrant families, as I do, and the reality is their families aren't concentrated in Scotland. They're concentrated in the rest of the United Kingdom. The breakup of the United Kingdom would make them slightly more distant geographically as well as politically. They're going to say no thanks on the 18th of September.
And that, in the end, is what it all comes down to. The arguments will continue about the nature of Scottish Asian identity. But right now, there's the more down-to-earth matter of voting numbers to be considered. The referendum on Scottish independence is proving to be a far closer race than many predicted. So, with more than 100,000 votes up for grabs from people of ethnic minority background, you can expect to see their communities heavily targeted by supporters on both sides as the campaign reaches its climax.
That was Paul Moss reporting.